an invite to the state dinner at the White House, but at least I'm dining at a restaurant fit for world leaders. Only a few days ago, the Obamas dined here at The Source, one of Washington's trendiest restaurants, which tonight is holding Chinese celebrations of its own. A dancing dragon is doing the rounds, and red paper lanterns are hanging from the ceiling. This is one of those eateries people visit not just for a good meal, but to be seen. Celebrity chef and owner Wolfgang Puck has catered for an impressive cast list.
Everybody from President Ford to President Reagan and Clinton and Jimmy Carter, George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr. And naturally we had diplomats from all over the world who come, kings and queens and so on. I really think diplomacy should start with food.
And if the way into a politician's heart is their stomach, then there's little wonder so much effort's put into state dinners, as Walter Scheib, a former executive chef at the White House, explains.
First Lady has the final call, obviously, in all matters, but we would turn in as many as 20 or 25 different menu items they might want to consider, and from that, four would be chosen.
So for a state dinner or world leader, how many times would you cook this dish?
It was different for each administration that I was with. Mrs. Clinton typically would want to see it once or twice. Mrs. Bush used to like to make a social occasion out of it. Down in the kitchens, we would work it around and work it around. You rehearse, and then when you're ready for prime time, you put it out on the table.
Well, now I carried my baby to a high-class joint to eat by candlelight. The waiter broke the menu over, but the menu just won't bite.
The menu for this week's state dinner, in honour of the Chinese, was, at the request of President Hu, quintessentially American. Guests tucked into ribeye steak with buttermilk onions, pear and goat's cheese salad, and old-fashioned apple pie. Getting it right's important. A good meal can set the tone for an entire visit.
I'm talking about what I'm telling you about.
State dinner isn't really a dinner so much as it is like a Broadway play opening. There's so many people. There's literally 1,000 people that are involved, from the military to the social office to the calligraphers to florists to chefs to butlers, you name it. There's just all of these people in play, and each one of them has to do their job exactly right, and then everything goes seamlessly. Unfortunately, if one thing doesn't go right, it's not like a restaurant where you can just give somebody 10% off the bill and a free glass of champagne at the end. All the mistakes, if there are any, that play out at the White House always seem to do it on the national news. You are playing on a high wire, and there is no net.
To avoid falling off the high wire and causing offence, intense planning goes into the dishes. The Office of Protocol at the State Department forwards a list to the First Lady of any culinary dislikes and sensitivities she should be made aware of, such as no beef or pork in certain cultures. Gary Robinson, who's the head chef at the British Embassy in Washington, D.C., believes his job is an important part of foreign relations.
It's a diplomatic role in every sense. Food is a conducive part to diplomatic life, and it's one of the times where they can maybe kick back a little bit and relax, but still around the dinner table, there's still diplomatic discussions taking place, there's still powerful conversations that go on, and if the food can help to grease the wheels of that, then I guess the process is helped along the way by the food that we serve.
And for Wolfgang Puck, who's catered for economic summits and the Oscars, a great meal could make all the difference in some of the biggest diplomatic stalemates. The Middle East peace process, for example.
I think they should get together with different presidents and say, you know, let's hash it out over dinner. And I think if the Israeli and the Palestinians could get together and have a great dinner and a good glass of wine, I think there would be peace there.
But what is the best food to serve if we're talking world peace? Time for the all-important dish diplomacy test.
If you're serving a menu for a world leader, cabbage or green beans?
Cabbage every time.
Green beans is always safe because you can cook them in many different ways.
Lamb or beef?
Beef for sure.
I prefer lamb.
An ice cream or a sorbet?
An ice cream.
A sorbet is more appropriate because everybody counts the calories, including presidents and world leaders.
So food might be a way to world peace, if only the chefs could agree.
I'm talking about food. What I'm talking about food.